Pasuk says, actually the Medrash comes up in more than one place. A few places in the Torah, the Torah uses the word ve'atzoah and now. Ve'atzoah now. In the Medrash, one place the Medrash says ve'atzoah, ve'atzoah kisa dochem, it's a shira azois, vein ve'atzoah l'tshuva. The word atzoah means tshuva. The word atzoah now is tshuva. Why is tshuva connected to the word ve'atzoah to now? The Revolver has a ka'ora, he has an al-shir ka'la, but he also has it in his memoriam on Yom Neroyim, that there's a very interesting, there's a Gemara in the Shoshana that the Bereshit says that Adam is only Nidin. It's not Nidin based on that which is going to be in the future. Right, the Chazal say the story with the question whether we should say Yishmol or not, and the Malachim said the person who eventually his descendants are going to do terrible things to Klal Yisrael. He says, what is he now? He's tzaddik. In Russia right now, he's tzaddik. Hashem is a person who's only needed according to the time where a person is right now. Hashem doesn't judge based on the future. There's a Yerushalmi, the Rebbeinu Chananel there brings a Yerushalmi, who brings a different pasuk, which it says that Hashem doesn't base, judge a person based on the past. So a person is not needed based on the past. He's not needed based on the future. So what is the din of Yom Neroyim? What is the din? It's not for the past, not for the future. What is the din of the Yom Neroyim? The din of the Yom Neroyim is on now. The Gopa also has an or in the beginning of Al-Ishur, Helikalov. So the person opens a Gemara, and there's two things which hit him to take him away from his learning. One of them is Yikronus Avar. He sits there and he's thinking about the past, and he finds the past, the person enjoys the good old days, you know. He likes to think about the things that he's accomplished already. Those are things that he knows that he has, he knows that he's done, he's confident about them, he feels good about them. They give him a feeling of warmth and security. The other thing which happens is the person sits and he starts wondering about the future, what's going to be. Daigas also. So the only place that the person doesn't put his head is into right now. He's thinking about the past, he's thinking about the future, he's not thinking about the moment. The human being only lives in one moment. We don't live in the past, we don't live in the future, we live in the now. The Russian says, the future, Tavanti Eim Hashem Alekeh. Rashi says, Masik Parsha, do not sit and think about the future. Don't sit and contemplate what's going to be in the future. As it says in Kehelis, he says a person shouldn't say, the good old days, don't say that. That's not a intelligent thing to talk about, the good old days. You know, in the good old days, this, good old days, I wish we had the good old days back. He says, what do you have out of that? He says, but that's not, a human being shouldn't live in the past. He shouldn't live in the future. He lives in the here and now. So what is the din? The din is the here and the now. What is the din? But we know, we sit and we do tshuva and everything which is in the past. We make kabbalas in the future. We have kabbalat al-Avar. We have kabbalat al-Asid. The past and future are irrelevant. The only thing which is relevant is right now. Right now I'm a good guy. I'm a shuldavan. Right? Not doing anything bad in Rosh Hashanah. Sit the whole day Rosh Hashanah in shul. You're a kipper for sure. You count the tug. Face matters. That's it. Pretty easy. You know, last year I was a whatever. You know, I mean, I did a list of areas. The talk about the brush and the shears and the smokes of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You need all of the akdomas. You need all of the pens. If all of the trees in the world would be pens, you know, so that's my list of favorites. It's not so important. Best pen. Future says, yeah, I know the Tzaftim Kippur, forget it. You know, I have Chazaka, right? Chazaka three times, Tzaftim Kippur falls apart. some years it's better. It takes 2 days after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur this year is on a Thursday, so Thursday night already, there's the Suda Yeshiva. Friday's our Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos. Multi Shabbos is when the things start, you know. Things will get, you know, start to deteriorate. But it's not a problem either, because the person nidin is a hoiver. So it can't be. So what is it? There's a Hashav, and this is Parsha actually, from by the Ben Sarah murder, that Zakasha, it's called Master Kasha. Part of the problem with Keshman. So Rashi says that he gets Skila Hashem Osid. So the problem is that Skila Hashem Osid, because Saifa, the Yerad Saifa, that's not his right, he's already used to taking all this, eating all this food, etc. He's taking it from his father. Father's money will run out, he'll go Malasim Sabrias, and Mela Amatara Yamas Zakai Vayamas Kai. Let him die, at least innocent, not being good. So he has a cash, but the further Malasim Sabrias is he's a Ritzaya. Ritzaya Saskai is Sayyid. So why do we give him a stealer? If he's Nidin al Shema Osid, why is the Misa of Skila, the Misa should be the Misa of Sayyid? He says, because maybe he'll do it on Shabbos, and Shabbos is Chayav Skila. So the other terrorists are that he might do it on Shabbos, and that's why he gets a funny terrorist. Not much fear. Doesn't make you feel good with the terrorist. It's a funny terrorist. Everybody can do it after Shabbos, they're all Chayav Skila. All the day Sarah and Mara, which existed in New York, because obviously there never was one, but Joshua Kabbalah Scar. But what's the lesson of the Joshua Kabbalah Scar that maybe he'll do it on Shabbos, and he'll get Skila? There's a word from Ramatha Pogromansky. Ramatha Pogromansky was not so well, the name is not so well known outside of the few generations ago. He was, Ramatha Pogromansky was a Yid who had lived in Tells in Europe, and then he lived in Kovna, spent time in Subotka. And Ramatha Pogromansky was one of the Gdolim of his generation. He was an Ili Otzim. Rashiba said, you know, he could take them, we come to the Pels and speak, he said he could speak, you know, for hours, and he could take the most difficult Chazal and Chisri Torah. I mean, Masbet, that the most kosher child in the world to understand. He had such a Havona, such a quartet, and everything. But he didn't write anything. We have nothing written from him because, he was dyslexic, or dysnomic, whatever, he couldn't write. He says, you know, there's a year saying Yiddish, you can write the word Noach with seven mistakes. He said, that was said about me, he said. He said, the Jewish man, but he couldn't write. He couldn't write anything down. So everything was, whatever he said, people remember, they published, you know, a collection of his memoriam. So one of the things that he spoke about this kasha, and it also says that you're making a mistake. The Kiev is not, you're not giving the Kiev now, for what's going to happen in the future. Maybe he'll do tshuva. That's going to be small. You don't, because I'm not needing all same laws. So what is, because I was saying that there's a pgam in the person right now. Right now, this person has a problem. A boy who's 13 years old, who's already used to eating phenomenal amounts of wine, drinking phenomenal amounts of wine, eating large amounts of bosser, and he's already stolen from his parents to support that. There's a pgam in the person right now. There's something wrong with him right now, which, because I'll say, the nature of the pogrom right now will cause X. He might do tshuva, but the problem is now. The future is a tilada of the present. The future is a conglomerate of that which the past is put into him. I come to Rosh Hashanah and I say, you know what, the past is the past, the future is the future, I'm going to be a big tzaddik today. Not shy. I'm not a big tzaddik. So I'm going to sit to the whole davening mamash with kavona tzumah to focus on davening. I can't. I'm not going to think anything bad about the guy next to me. I'm going to be perfect. How do you do that? Be perfect. The past leaves its roshim on the present. The human being is all of the experiences exist in the human being up to this point impact him. And what he is right now is the source of what he'll be right then. So the future and the future and the past are rolled into that one moment. And the only moment which he can work with, he can't change the past, and he can't change the future, but he can deal with the present. So that's the Medrash. If you get stuck in the past, or you get stuck in the future, you're not going to go anywhere. Just focus on this moment. Just work it out today. There's a very, very important mimer from the Ben Yona. It's a sefer called Yisod HaTshuva sefer. It's a little kuntras, a few pages long, called Yisod HaTshuva, the foundation of tshuva. Or some people have it here. Yisod HaTshuva, the secret of tshuva. And he starts off, the Bereshit sends with the message of Yecheskel HaNavi. Don't let your bearers cause you to be a stumbling block to you. Throw them off. Make yourself a new heart. Why should you die? Make your change. He did a bearers. He wants to come back because of the dark age. I'm going to teach you how to do it. This is now the Ben Yonah is taking this by hand. He's going to teach us how to do tshuva. Vayamahu, and that day, Yasha called Peshavar to also. Throw it behind you, put it behind you. Yasha asked from a kilo by my Yonah, I was born today. Then we had a list of the five. Today is new. Today is fresh. Yesterday was yesterday. I have no reward, I have no merits, no demerits. I'm fresh. Zayam Tzilas Masav, today is my first day. And today I'm going to do it right. Today I'm going to make it happen. And Yom Yifalas Arfarisiv, I'm going to measure my movements. So Yitzum Aglosav Mederachatzev, and I'll go the right path. Mederachatzev to the end of the Lashav Rishav, that will allow you to do two Shuvah Shleim. Because at that moment, he's taken that tekel of a virus and he's thrown them off. V'layav Hilu, who Rayonov, his mind will not overwhelm him. He's embarrassed. He avish mitzatovish. If you get the tshuva, because you have the tackle of embarrassment you have, it's behind me. You actually could think, echuchol lahoi is panai. Loshuv, I should come back to this baruch, v'nichatosi, avisi, pshati, kazois, kazois, sisi, avarti, v'shanisi, v'shalashti, arei mitzvurois, v'chobu, oiz, v'fonov, I should come to this baruch, I'm terrible. I actually can. That's the one is making you think that. He's the one is making you think of Eitzaharazis. Forget about yesterday. That's when we don't understand the challenge. We have a milo, we don't understand the challenge. We don't understand what that is. This maisa happened this summer. A good Muslim, what it means. Maisa happened this summer. A young man, a friend, went driving. Inebriated to some extent. He got a car accident. One of the boys was killed. What happens? The one who caused that, he didn't do it. He didn't have a purpose. But because of him, somebody was taken from this world. Can you imagine the weight that's sitting on his head? It's going to crush him for the rest of his life. It's going to overwhelm him. The pain of a friend of his was taken, the pain to the parents, the pain to the siblings. It's an overwhelming thing. And so Sharon says that that's what hates it. And he says in Parak Aleph Zahiris, Russian says, Kolomar Khajrova is the Vatram, Russian overlooks Yvatram, he burns, is going to wipe out his being. Russian is a Kalemis. Russian doesn't forget anything. Nothing is lost. Russian is going to give you, Tachos Adiktuk, to the nth degree, what you deserve. Russian is done, Makochei, Tumanish, Venimolit, the Russian doesn't miss a thing. And all these other miss a thing. He understands every single detail of how bad it did what you did. He understands all of the impact that you had, all the people that you damaged, and all of the mess that you left for generations to come. And the Russians are going to take every single detail and put it on top of your head. And Kramer came here to say, Rachamim, so what's the Rachamim about? The Russians going to get it. The Russians is MS and Din, and that's it. What's the answer? With that, the system should look like this. This is the way it should work. The person does a chet, a lightning bolt comes down from Shemaim and zaps him and vaporizes him. Yonash miyad, take him with that. He should come immediately. We have to at any moment of waiting. And it should come with this overwhelming anger. The creator of the world, the creator of you, gave every single thing, you low life, ingrate, right? You mamre against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's it. Sorry. So you take him, lechetz, klal, that's it. You get one chance, you blew it, it's all over. Ki be'emes, ech yisak an odem, asher yiveis. How can you fix what you made, what you did wrong? The chet was done. You can't fix it. It's done. The chet is done. The person spoke lashon hara. It's finished. He's moichel. It's held. The Russian said, no, you spoke lashon hara. It's all over. How are you supposed to change that? The Russian says, no. This is kind of called tshuva. And the Russian takes the charata, kiras harata, is kakiras amaisa. He understands the chet. Umayda boy, umisbayna al roasay, b'shalom yiskaratolav hakarata gemura. The Bereshit says, "I'll take it away." The Bereshit is not going to be mindful to live. If you taka, will recognize what you've done. So the Yisrael came. They recognize what chet is. They said, "We can't fix it. We're stuck. We're messed up. We're stuck in chet. There's no way to fix our mess." Says that's it, Zohar. Forget about yesterday. Today you're starting fresh. The only way a person with a tshuva is v'atah. Forget about yesterday. Ain't v'atah l'tshuva. If you're living in the past will drag you down. You'll look at how much you've not accomplished, and how bad you've been, or you look how great you've been. What in the hell? The past doesn't help you. Keep that. So the person says, "Okay, listen. Whatever was. Today I'm starting fresh." The beginning goes right there, and he says that you set yourself three times for the day. You make it from the first. You get up until the first. I don't have to finish the whole day perfectly. I have to finish 3 hours. I'm going to make it through these 3 hours. So I'm going to make 3 hours. I have to finish this moment. This moment has to be done right. Let's worry about later. A minute from now. We're about a minute from now. Right. I have to do this moment. I have to do right. That's what Torah is. Hope at the beginning of the year, the Russian made a Gaal Yuches. We look at Zman, the concept of Zman, and we know that the Russian makes it then, what's going to be with the year. The Russian makes it on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah doesn't mean just a moment. The Rosh Hashanah means the first 10 days of the year is the Rosh Hashanah, it's the beginning of the year. To us, you know, the world looks exactly the same the day before Rosh Hashanah, looks the same the day after Rosh Hashanah, nothing changed, looks the same. We know that that's not true. The world went through a din. What's going to be with the world? And there was Pesach. The Rosh Hashanah is not a hemshach. The Rosh Hashanah gives life. He gives Pesach din for a year. Whether you get a person's life and everything, he's given it for a year. So the end of last year, Rosh Hashanah gave a Pesach din. At the beginning of this year, Rosh Hashanah gave a Pesach din. And it lasts until the last moment of Tav Shin Samach. It's a new Zman. To us, it looks the same. We don't see the difference either. But that's it's not true. You know that. It's not true. So Bemela, by definition, it's a Ba'atah. It's not a Hemshech. It's a brand new moment. That's why the power of Tshuva during the beginning of the year is a phenomenal thing. Because it's there's a Siyuah because of the reality of it. It's like a brand new. It's not just in my mind I'm making it brand new. But it is. It's brand new. Yesterday, it seems to me a change of 10 minutes from the Chav Tes Elul Tav Shin Samates to Aleph Tishrei Tav Shin Samates. No, that's not true. It's not 10 minutes. It's a chasm. We jumped over into a new world. The world of Tav Shin Samates. It's brand new. Person says, brand new? Tshuva is yafa lo elam, and it's that much more mekubal during this month. It's taka zman of a Torah. The goal is, so what are we doing thinking about the Ogre? So that's the Chur is a problem in the Ben Yarnu. There's a problem in the Ben Yarnu. Chur is a steer in the Ben Yarnu. Because what happened to Chur to the Ogre? The Ben Yarnu in Shari Tshuva talks about that Tshuva requires two things. It requires Kabbalah Wasit, but that's what this is. This is Kabbalah Wasit. Whatever was yesterday, I'm starting today fresh, I'm doing everything right today. No, that's Kabbalah Wasit. What about Chur to the Ogre? What happened to Chur? So Ben Yonah himself, Bantam answers the question. Because the Ben Yonah in Shar Aleph, he has the cash. He brings that the Iker Rishon is Chorota, the Iker Sheni is the Chibas Achet. He says, okay, which one goes first? Which one, what's the order? Is it Chorota, and then the Chibas Achet, and the Chibas Achet, and then Chorota? And he brings his Tirim Sukkim. One pause, he goes, Masha, the order is one way, so the other way. So which one is it? He says, I'll tell you this. He says, a person who is chatal derech mikra means that he's doing the right thing. He's really on the right path. So things are going good. The etzer chapped him one time. Such a person, reishis tshuvas reisha, zeh is hacharot. This person, the first thing is, this has not become your reality yet. This has not become you. You've been some doing well, doing fine. One time you blew it, he says, hey, what did I do? Because that's the best way to make sure you're not going to be shy at that again. For you, the first step is korot. He speaks about how terrible it was to Avera, korot. That's for him. Acharisha mishyatzav derech loy tzayv tzomit. The person is on the wrong path. He's not doing well. Yigeva chatzav derech v'choyam. He's doing the same things. He's doing the same stupid mistakes over and over again. V'shavim v'tzosav gam tamim rabbis. He has a virus which he's stuck to. He has time and yetzer. Promise he's got a problem. Raises tshuva so he says that's not the rock. Laws of darkah machshav the rock. You have to stop doing what you're doing. Lahaskim lekayim lekabel lovel lebalt yetzer plaster. Don't do it again. Then later on you start aliv oisav and yishkosas yasher balish. Later on you'll have, and that's. He also said one positive is Moida Ba'ezev Yerucha. Moida, Taishas means saying Vida which goes with Chorata. And Ba'ezev, that's the order of Chorata and Aziva Sochet. That's for the person who's basically doing fine. But for this person, the positive is Yazav Rosh HaKarakai, Yishov and Mashav. So first Aziva Sochet, and then Yashav Al Hashem Yerachameo, then going back to Hashem through the process of Chorata and Vida. So the order for him is first Aziva Sochet. The Ben Yonah said that she was talking about us, talking about these fellows, which the vast majority of the world is out there. We have things, believe it or not. In certain areas, the majority of the world, they're not doing well. We have problems, the real problems. We want to change them. Chorata is not going to help us. We don't feel good about it. We're not happy about it. We have Chorata, but it hasn't helped us. I feel bad every time I do it. There, I did it again. Oh, I feel great about it. I don't feel good about it. I feel bad about it. I have Chorata. It doesn't help me. There's a saying in English that the road to Gehenna is paved with good intentions, you know. Because I'll say, Rishon Malay Mecharata, Rishon Malay Mecharata, Rishon Malay Mecharata. I'm not happy with it. There's no human being that's happy that he's doing something bad. So we rationalize and we explain and we transfer. I'm saying, we're not happy with it. We have Mecharata. It doesn't help us. It says, you, the eighth is, forget about yesterday. Start fresh. Aziva Sefet. You are no longer connected to that world. As much as a person can try to cut that off, and that's not easy, because the vice of the past does impact how we think. The ability to turn my mind off and say, whatever was yesterday, I'm starting fresh. That's the void of hope. That's a vital point. And that person needs to think a lot about that. Where I want to go. Well, I don't want to be where I am. I want to be somewhere else. And don't say I'm gonna. Well, from now on, it doesn't last either. Today I'm gonna do it right. Then I'll worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll do it right. And if I don't do it right tomorrow, I won't do it right tomorrow. But today I'm doing it right. I'm not being the Kabbalah. From now till next year, I'm going to make sure that I never take lesson hard again. Right. And I'll say the book of Brish also. I mean, it's no shyness to that. I'm not going to do that. But I can work at this point in time, I'm not going to speak close to her. What'll be? Weiter, I'll deal with Weiter later. That's in the Rebbe says that this is very right to Chachmeni. You learn from your Oyevim. You learn from the Yetzirah. Yetzirah comes and says, okay, you know, it's time to do mitzvah. You know what? Do the mitzvah later and just do it later. Deal with that later. Right now, it's a good time. So, when the answer comes, he says, listen, the answer, I'll deal with you later. Right now, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So the same system he uses, it back on him. So that's why the answer is called a kseel. It's not called a fool, because the person promises you that he can fall for the same stupid things he does to you, he falls for them also. The answer is called a smell of zuck and a kseel. He's a fool. He tells the answer, I'll do mental terror later. Right now, I want to learn a little bit. It's a stupid idiot. You know, if he could learn that, he's going to do it thoroughly. He's not going to do that. He falls for it. I feel fooled. I'm just focusing on the moon. How does a person do that? A person says he thinks about it. He says, I can't think about how bad I am. That's just going to get me stuck. He thinks about not how bad I am, but how much I don't want to be in this spot, and how much I do want to be in that spot. And therefore, I want to really make that spot work. And I think most of us are very shy after that. We don't want to be where we are. Any person who's, and unless a person's really happy with himself, which is great, professional. Right? But the person who's not, which I'm only judging myself to those people. People are very happy with themselves, Baruch Hashem, happy. Right? The person feels that he needs to do it. He's not happy, good, it's good. So we're not missing that. We have the motivation. So, well, I tried it before, it didn't work. So maybe the problem you tried it before is you've been thinking, closing back on how much you've not accomplished. Or you're trying to solve all the problems of the next, I am going to fix it up forever. That's very difficult. I mean, living 80 years in 3 minutes is very difficult. I'm going to tell myself now the pressure of the next 8 years I'm going to do it right. Of course you crash. I'm working on, right now, this moment I want to do it right. I do want to do it right, so let's do it. Can I maintain this? Well, I don't know. I don't have to worry about that now. I'll talk after the seat. Do not worry about the future. Focus on the moment. We mentioned on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Tumah Shabbos. Just want to reiterate them. The correct Kabbalah for Yeshiva Bacher is to be the best Yeshiva Bacher that he could be. That's the right Kabbalah for Yeshiva Bacher. The opportunities which a first person is given at this tkufa of his life, he's in Yeshiva, he has opportunities to learn, opportunities to grow. I mean, which is, we're not here, they're not, those opportunities don't stay forever. We would like to have those opportunities, take advantage of them as much as we can. So let's take advantage of them as much as we can. So a person will learn as much as he can, a person will work in his davening, a person will work in his piano and the chavaroi. And we have time for that now. A person leaves the yeshiva and he goes on to the world of, you know, a marriage and a home and parnasa. And there's many things pulling at a person, which, we don't have that now. So working on, you know, I have a problem with this, and I have a problem with that. Work on, I'm learning as much as I can. I'm learning with a simcha. I'm learning with excitement. I want, I, whatever I learned in the past, I learned in the past. The same about Torah tells me, now I learned a lot, I'm a good boy, I learned a lot. No. That was the past. I want new. The human being, Gershom made it the nature of a human being. We like new things very much. New things are very exciting. Brand new, it's exciting, you know. Everybody likes the brand new car and the brand new this. We don't know what's going on in the news. Gershom made the nature of a human being. He likes chadoshos. Chadoshot. Right? Call yourself chadoshot. But I'm going to tell you, everybody wants to hear the chadoshot, right? Gershom made that, we can use it to our advantage. So the Torah says, when a shantan ba'aretz, he says, you're going to become old in the land. You get thrown out of the land. You're not doing mitzvahs anymore. So Shernach Matzafra, every day they should be brand new. Every day should be brand new. I mean, I put on stone yesterday, I put on stone today, I put on stone tomorrow, I put on stone the next day. So the same thing, I put on stone yesterday, but it wasn't today. Today I'm putting on stone, the Russian gave me Gevaldig and mitzvah tefillin, think about what I have. And I can see something new and something interesting and something exciting about the mitzvah today, which I didn't think about yesterday. The Chaim Volozhin writes that the reason why you need the Anshei Nes HaGedolah to mechaber the Shemoneh Esrei, because Shemoneh Esrei, they were able to inject into Shemoneh Esrei every machshava which any human being will think about, the three times they daven a day, from the time it was created till Mashiach comes, whenever point in time it's going to end, were all injected and thought about and put into the Shemoneh Esrei by Dr. Anshei Nes HaGedolah. Every time a person is born, and he stops and he says a bracha, he thinks about it. What is it telling me? What message is it leaving me? So it's alive to me. It's new. It's fresh. I learned something new out of it. And a person talking has a mashava, and he writes it down for himself, or he thinks about it, he shares it with somebody. Or he doesn't share it with somebody because he wants to absorb it more himself. It's new to him. So yesterday's davening is not the same as today's davening. With all the rational places, we don't do this. But it's like the Rapasha says, you know, somebody asks me a question, I don't understand you. It's not the same davening. Every davening, there's something new. You feel something new every davening. You learn something new. You think something new about yourself or about what the person wants or where you want to go. So many things new every davening. He says, halabai, who's this up? And they're saying, you know, this halabai, we should be like that. But that's what it means to daven. And what are you going to do when you're about the bus and you're running to catch the 709 train? Right? So you take the 6:30 train for davening to catch the 7:09 train. What are you going to do? You're going to do it. The person has time now. The person comes before davening a little bit, opens up a safer, and he thinks about what tefillah is. The person learns Gemara. The most important thing in learning Gemara is the koyach of chiddush in Gemara. We were talking about, you want to mechada something. What is mechada something? But some of the old stuff. It's not good anymore. Torah becomes part of ours when we feel it becomes new. And that's not, the opportunity is that's for now. Some person has to think about what he's learning, understand it, he is burning it. So, oh, so it means this, wow, there's a new point, I didn't have from that. And so, this is Rosh this morning and gave me a new avon what Tesh is saying. There's always new things there. It's not yesterday's Blad of Gemara. It's not tomorrow's Blad, it's today's Blad of Gemara, and there's something new today for me. There's something new today in my learning, in my davening, whatever it is, whatever I'm working on, that is what's going to allow us. The person says, I don't have to make Gersa Kabbalahs. Just do what I'm doing right. Do what I'm learning right. If you're learning right, everything else will fall into place. If you're learning your first Seder right, you're learning your second Seder right, you're learning your ninth Seder right, everything else will fall into place. Your davening will fall into place. It'll fall into place. So Beis Hashem, we should focus, not let the pile of frustrations that we have in the past stop us from taking advantage of the present. Go with that prayer. Take it into the future. A person will change. A person will grow. A person will have a Gevaldige year. A Batzlach and Brach. That's it.